Let's ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Come here to me. A cock gone to Windy All Ireland. I'm talking about the hurling now, not the bag ball. That's just for the cousin Mario's who lived down in West Cork. The hurlers were fierce convincing there last weekend, even though it was only against those gummies from Waterford. Obviously, I've been a mad Cork fan all my life. I goes to all the matches, as long as they're winning, like. I'm even half considering buying the new jersey. I just don't want to be stuck with the thing either if they get knocked out in the quarter-final by knuckle-draggers from Clare. So, are they going to win a what, lad? Don't you do any. Blackpool.
I rang my GA mad friend there, no fault, Froggy Boy. I said, what would you say to Cork hurling fans this year? He said, be careful you don't get hurt. I said, oh, by disappointment. He said, no, from jumping on the bandwagon when they win. Hashtag fairweather rebels.
It's hesitant this week on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who don't want to be the first to admit they went to Pennies. Fifi underscore White Range Rover said she couldn't see the attraction of being trapped inside that shop with 39 other people who see nothing wrong in buying a pair of jeans for less than €500. Cloda underscore Incredible DNA said, that's funny, Fifi, because I have it on good authority that you were in the first group of 40 that went in there Monday morning. Fifi was straight back with, you'll be hearing from my solicitor, without a smiley face in sight. Orla underscore the swatty one said, I actually am your solicitor, Fifi, and we have you on CCTV. So my advice is let it rest and maybe move to Ballinlock while you're at it. She then called for Fifi's handle to be changed to Fifi underscore the complete Norrie, and it was passed unanimously. Even Fifi voted for it. She knows she did wrong. But the thing is, we've all actually been in Pennies this week, in a decent disguise, say nothing. And it was amazing having so few people in there. Can you ask Pennies if they do appointment shopping more often, with special nights for Cork's creme de la creme? Jenny, Douglas Road.
I asked the posh cousin if she'd go to an invite-only night in Pennies, and she said absolutely. I said, would you not miss the usual kind of thing of wrestling with some random stranger over a pair of knickers? She said, that reminds me of a party I went to in Kinsale.
Hey dude, it's not easy being born into a life of privilege and incredible wealth down in Ballintemple. On the one hand, I'm dying to tell people that my old man gave me a whole estate of houses in Blarney for my 30th birthday. But on the other hand, I don't want to create a steer clear of Ed vibe because this Brazilian babe in my samba band who looks just like Dua Lipa is a total communist. And I'm lining up a let's go for a totally chill drink invite when we get back to practice. My main man, Brian with a Y, said I should boost my totally communist credentials by giving away one of the houses to a deserving Nari. But I said, don't be ridiculous, Brian with a Y. There's no such thing. So now I'm thinking, maybe I should just offer the house to the Brazilian. Do you think a commie from Rio de Janeiro would be cool with a free house? Ed, Ballintemple.
My niece is a lifelong socialist because she loves spending other people's money. I brought her up to speed with your quandary and said, would a communist say yes to this? She said, no, it's an insult. I said, asking them to compromise their principles. She said, no, asking them to live in Blarney. Hashtag smoked salmon.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. Isn't it the way that my phone number is one digit off the number of a local hairdresser, with the result that the fecking thing is hopping all day with fat finger digits from Skeptiglin looking for an appointment and roaring crying down the line at me because their hair is a fright? I was rude the first few times because you only have to give 1 ounce of encouragement to a Kerry person and they'll think they have a friend for life ringing you up looking for scare and the like. But then I said, cup yourself on, Rosaline. You're as thick as the man from Mill Street passing up a business opportunity. So didn't I start saying, give me your address there and I'll call out to give you a quick cut. I was worried I'd make a hames of it, but it looks like I have the knack. And aren't they referring me to friends all over the kingdom, the savages? The only problem is every time I ask if they're going anywhere nice for their holidays, they say, why would you want to go on holidays when you live in Kerry? So, do you have any idea how to get people from Kerry to stop talking about the fact that they're from Kerry? Tell me, Rosaline Bala Desmond.
My friend moved to Tralee after things went badly wrong in a game of truth or dare. I said, how do you get people from Kerry to stop talking about Kerry? She said, bring up the Gaelic football. Hashtag harsh.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner. Red FM.